Hello and welcome to Landward, readings of place and season, with this special edition from the Landward Poetry Project, inviting poems from all over Wisconsin. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading a poem each from Margaret Rosga of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Catherine Young of rural Blue River, Wisconsin, both poems from the Wisconsin Summer Prairie. Here is Margaret Rosga's Walking the Prairie. You do not have to say anything. Your body is a word. Black-eyed Susans speak their color, their black, their gold, their straight stems, their height, their abundance. Even the solitary flower calls to be observed. You think it calls to you, but that says more about you than about the flower you behold. It speaks itself glorious. Bees listen. Grasses bend their heads, answering the wind. This harmony, a cacophonous edge. This symphony, a cardinal asserts himself, yet again, so, pay heed. I am here at the prairie again, listening. My body, my ear. Maybe for the first time, I hear. And now a poem from me, Catherine Young, of rural Blue River, Wisconsin. I had the great honor of writing poetry for the Southern Wisconsin Bird Alliance at Favel Grove Sanctuary, a tapestry of over 1,000 acres of restored prairie. I have always loved prairies, having worked in seed collection and seeding restored prairies, and I cannot imagine anything more uplifting than being outdoors in all the colors of restored tallgrass prairie in June in Wisconsin. Prairies are possible because people are part of them, as has been true in all the years Indigenous people cared for them. Here is June in Buddy's Prairie. June in Buddy's Prairie births the black stems of penstemon and butterfly weed and baptisia with its bluish leaves. When prairie rises to the cyan sky, spiderwort grows so thick, its cobalt flowers create night sky-tinted islands floating amid waves of rapidly rising grasses. Yucca-like leaves of rattlesnake master stop the heart for a moment, and we reorient that this is not desert. It is prairie, the miracle fires unleash through humans who partner seed. Pale purple coneflowers grow their ghostly petals, and unlike other blooms unfurling, lengthen their rays, send them outward. All sways under bluest deep June. Shadows lacquer black and lapis. An early come compass plant raises its fist to the sky. We are immersed to our knees in the blue-green of June prairie. We swish and swim blue island to blue island, spiderwort brushing us, painting our pant legs Prussian, claiming us as much as barn swallows' blessings with blue flash of wings. Waters rise in shallows where once farmstead pastures stood, their new wallows whisper, yes, 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 to the sky. We will mirror azure. It is June in the prairie, and we are blue. You have been listening to a poem by Margaret Rosga from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Walking the Prairie, and a poem from Catherine Young of Blue River, Wisconsin, June in Buddy's Prairie. This poetry is brought to you from the Landward Poetry Project with the support of Community Radio WDRT and the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets, celebrating reading, writing, and fostering poetry. More information at wfop.org. Many thanks to volunteer and poet Isaiah Yanish for his help in producing this program. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. You can find more of my work at CatherineYoungWriter.com. Podcasts of this recording will be available at WDRT.org.